Welcome everybody to another tutorial of formal methods. So today we're going to do something more theoretical than usual in the tutorials as well, because there's not enough time in the lecture to cover all the model checking algorithms. You've learned how to model check against CTL formulas in the lecture, and today I'm going to tell you how we can do LTL model checking. So for CTL, this algorithm was quite intuitive. So you use your original system and then you label states with information about which subformulas are satisfied in these states. This is appropriate as the subformulas are actually evaluated in states. So CTL always evaluates in states and not on paths, but for LTL, we have a different story. So for LTL, the subformulas are somehow evaluated along a path and not in single states of the system. So therefore, we need a different approach. And there are a few different model checking algorithms for LTL, but they all share some basic methodology. So there's a basic strategy that is always employed in these algorithms. And we are going to talk about one of these algorithms in detail. So we have a model which consists of a transition system with a labeling function and a transition relation and a state set, and some state in which we want to evaluate the LTL formula, which I call phi. So we actually want to determine whether this phi holds in the state S in the system. So what we are going to do is we're going to construct an automaton. And you all know finite state automatons, automata from other lectures probably. And we are going to construct a slightly different automaton. So the technical term would be a generalized non-deterministic GNBA in short. I don't know what the B stands for at the moment. I would have to look it up. Which doesn't accept just words, but it accepts traces. So a trace would be a sequence, an infinite sequence of valuations for the variables that we have. And for a path pi, such an automaton would accept this trace of pi, so the sequence of variable valuations that you can read off this path, if and only if the formula not phi is satisfied on this path. And then we are combining this automaton that we obtained with our original model. So this automaton will look similar to the original model. We can overlap these two and then pull away all the transitions that don't occur in both systems. And all that's left are paths that simultaneously satisfy not phi and are present in our model. So all we need to do is find some path in the combined system that starts in a state that is derived from the original state S that we want to start with. If such a path exists, then of course MS satisfies phi because it there is a path that wait, is it the wrong way around? Yes, it's actually. Oh no, it's correct, right? No, it's the wrong way around. So if no such path exists, there should be a no here. So if no such path exists, then we have found no path that satisfies not phi and is present in the model. So the original property is satisfied. And if we find a path, then we can say, no, the system in state S doesn't satisfy phi, and we can read off the counterexample from this very path that we found. So let's check this out with a really concrete example. So there's a very simple model in NewSMV, which has just two variables, Boolean variables A and B, and a transition relation given by this these two case distinctions. And what we want to check is whether this model satisfies not A, U, B, so A should hold until B is true. And what I would actually want to do is show you how we can actually generate this a visual representation of this model using the ESMV code, because I don't think I ever showed this. So this is the complete model with variable definition declarations and so on. And I can load this up in NewSMV in the interactive mode. And there is this function print fair transitions, which gives you all the transitions that this this system can have. If there are not too many. So I think they, if it's more than 1024 or whatever states that transitions, then it doesn't print all of them. But this function actually can do more. So you, since NewSMV 2.6, I think, you can print this in dot format to a file. So for example, sys.dot. And then some of you might know the dot format. There's a program called dot with which you can convert this dot file to an image or to a PDF file or whatever. And it renders the system for you. So I want to record this on the blackboard, because then we can put the automaton that we obtain later side by side with the original system. So we have what, four states. Let me turn on the light shortly. So from 1 to 2, there's a bidirectional transition. Then from 2 to 4 and 2 to 3, 3 has a self loop, and 4 goes to 3 as well. That should be all. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 transitions, yes. And now we can label them with the evaluations. So one was A is true and B is true. So I write AB here. Then two is A is true, B is false. I only write A here. Three, B is true. And the fourth one is the empty set. Okay. So this is the model we are going to work with. Let's go back to presentation mode. And now let's have a look at the finished automaton. So I will tell you how to construct this in detail later, but first let's have a look at how this finished automaton will look like. So as you can see, this is also labeled by propositions, but additionally we have this complete formula in here. So we have states that are labeled by sets of subformulas of the original formula. And well, I haven't shown you what a trace would be. For example, I noted down a specific one. So for this thing, we could have the trace. And I didn't write down what the beginning state S is. So this is the initial one. So a trace could be this A, then A B, then nothing. Well, is this even possible? Well, it's not possible in this system, but it is a trace that is accepted here. So let me finish this. Empty A, and so on, and then we keep repeating this A. Make this overline here to indicate that we repeat it infinitely many times. So this would be a trace. So just a sequence of valuations. So A is true here, A is true, A is true, A and B are true, and so on. And we can now have a look at this automaton and try to see if it's accepted. And for this, we need to define what acceptance means for a trace. So first of all, there must exist a path, pi, through this automaton in some way, such that this pi starts in an initial state. And the initial states, I labeled them here with this these arrows, are the ones that contain this phi. And additionally, the trace must respect the transition relation, and the trace must be exactly the trace of this path through the automaton. And there's one little, well, one important last bit. We have additional accepting conditions. And in this case, the condition is don't stay infinitely long in this in this state. So for this trace, for example, we can find a path. So the first valuation is A, so we could start here. I can write it down. So we start in this state A phi. This be t, and this is the path pi. So then, since nothing changes, we can just stay in this state. Then suddenly here something changes. The only way we can obtain this is by going here. So we go to a b phi. Then we stay in this AB phi. Then it's empty. Well, then we can also go to the empty state, empty set state. And then A holds. And now we have a choice. So now we can choose whether to go here or to go here. But since we have this accepting condition that we don't want to stay infinitely long in this state, we non-deterministically choose this one and loop here infinitely long. So we go to this state where only A, and also loop infinitely long. And now remember that this automaton is supposed to represent exactly the paths that satisfy satisfy phi in this case. So for the complete algorithm, we need to negate the original formula, but this phi is already the negated one. So this Automaton exactly accepts the traces of paths that satisfy A until B. So why does this automaton work as intended? So first, oops, wrong direction. First of all, we have, well, this is bad because I don't have the system now in at the same time, but I can show it one more second and then, okay, I can just go back and forth. So there's at least one state for each valuation. So we can check this here. So for, well, for these valuations, these are all the valuations that we can have. So 1, 2, 3, 4. The empty set is present. A is present even twice. B is present and AB is present. So I already said it, there are two states for this A and not B valuation. Why? Well, let's check first why it is enough to have one state only for the empty set B and AB. So does anyone see why this is enough? Why we would only need one state for those valuations? So what could be the intuitive meaning of a state here? So the important thing, of course, is that this phi is somehow included in the states, in some of the states. So what could the phi mean? Yes. Yeah. I think you could say it like this. So, no, not all that contain it. I think, but yeah, it might even also be true. Yes. But well, I would put it like this: if phi is present in a state and you are in this state, then phi is either true in this state, or it can still become true from this point on. So this is, I think, how they phrase it usually. So that is why one state is enough for these things. So here in the valuation where A is false and B is false, well, phi cannot become true anymore, right? So either it was already true, then we don't care anymore, or it cannot become true because A isn't even true, so A until B cannot hold. For B, it's a similar situation. So we already have B, so we don't care whether A holds or not. And if both hold at the same time, well, then of course A phi is true. But for this valuation where we only have A true, we could still make phi true, which is this state, or we could falsify phi already. That's why we need two in this case. So this, yeah, right. That's what I just said. So the system is then designed in such a way that this state where we have A and we still expect that phi might become true can only be left if we actually keep this property alive. So if you have a look at the system, it's generally very liberal in the transitions, but this state can only be left for a state which contains this B. So either here or here. All the other transitions are fairly free. So here you can go for every, well, no, wait. Here you can go into every other state, and here you can go into every other state, and for this one it's the same. But for these two states, they are, well, jointly, if you combine them, then you also have this property, so you can go everywhere. But you can imagine this as being one state in the beginning, and then you split them depending on whether phi might still become true or not. Yeah? From this one to B phi. Maybe because I forgot a transition. From A to AB phi. Oh no, because you can go from here to AB phi, so you can not go from here to AB phi. And you can go from here to B phi, so you must not go must not be able to go from here to here. Well, let's think of a trace that would not satisfy A until B and do a transition like this. Okay, so let's start from here, and then. Right. Yeah, maybe you could add this transition without hurting anything, but I think it's not necessary. So probably this is generated by some algorithm, right? So I think you could, of course, add transitions that don't influence the whole game, but if you compute this by the algorithm, then you get the minimal version of it. So this is equivalent probably to the automaton where you add this transition. But why? That's a good question. So can you obtain the same language if you add these transitions? Really? Can you tell me the distinction? So it's a one, two words that are, or one word that is not present in this automaton, but would be obtainable with the extended automaton. Okay. Start here. Okay. Okay. To this one. Yes. Okay.
And we can't find a path in this one where we go to B empty set A here.
But we can find this path. We go to empty set A and B back to B. So this is the same thing. So because we can go from everywhere to this state again,
yes.
it makes no difference. Okay, so I think this is correct by the construction, but of course you're right. You could extend this and still obtain the same thing. Wouldn't change probably. Okay, so that I already said that the other transitions are fairly liberal, and the next step would then be to take this automaton, put it side by side with the original model, and then somehow merge this. And to do this, it's a bit easier to first extend the state space of the original model, but with a non-deterministic with non-deterministic transitions. So you split this one. Which one was it? So you have this state where we this one where only A holds. You split it in two, and you come. Constructed like this, that the The transition system doesn't change, so you get the same words, but you have one state more. And this would look like this. So the right-hand side is already the combined model. So the left-hand side is this original model where we have split the state into two and just added all the transitions that that A originally had. So A goes to AB, and A goes to B, and A goes to empty set, and you add them for both. And for all the transitions from the other states into A, you add transitions into both of these. So this is fairly obvious that it's the an equivalent automaton, just with a non-deterministic transition relation. And then you can just overlap these two, because then we have this the same labels modulo this phi. And then you can just put them together and delete all the transitions which don't occur in both of them. And then you suddenly have this automaton, which is now this product model of the model that accepts A until B and the original model. And then you just need to have a look at the starting states that are left, which is only one. And the question is there a state? So not even satisfying something. So is there a state satisfying true? And in this case, well, yes, there is a state. So a path. So you go here and loop here infinitely long. This is a perfectly fine path. So in this case, yes, there is a path. And in this case, it means that the negation of the formula A until B is not satisfied in the model. And the counterexample is given by this path. So in this case, it means if we have first A, then AB, then already we have satisfied A until B. But now we need to continue because we need an infinite path. So we go back to A, then to the empty set, for example, and then to B and loop here infinitely often, infinitely long. So this is the counterexample that's generated by new SMB, for example. Right. Okay, so this much for the example, and now we need to have a look at how this is constructed in detail. For this, we first need the closure of an LTL formula. So this is denoted by C of phi, and it's just the set of all subformulas of phi plus the complements of these subformulas. So, for example, I can write this on the board additionally. So the closure of A until B would be, well, A, B, not A, not B, and then there's only one formula left, which is the whole formula. So A until B and not A until B. So that's this almost the smallest example that makes somehow makes sense. So this is the closure of an LTL formula. And using this, we can already define what the states of the automaton are going to be. So the states are going to be maximal subsets of this closure set. And maximal in the sense that for all positive psi in this closure, either the positive one is in either this positive one is in the state, or the negative one is in the state, or its negation is in the state. So this also ensures that we have an easy way of generating these states, because we can just make copies of the closure, and always pick one of the two, positive or negative. So this is algorithmically clear how to do it. Then for the Boolean combinations, for example, if psi or psi 1 or psi 2 is in the state, then also either psi 1 must be in the state or psi 2 must be in the state. And it's similar for the other Boolean connectors, so for conjunction and for negation and so on. Well, for negation it's already clear by the first point. And then additionally, I forgot to mention this, we only consider, of course, this minimal syntax of LTL where we only have until and x, because all the other connectors can be simulated using these. And this is, it would be overkill to write down all the rules for the connectives, for the other connectives. Okay, so for the until operator, whenever this psi 1 until psi 2 is in the state, then psi 2 must be in the state or psi 1 must be in the state. So that, as I said, is intuitively because this means that we still can obtain this psi 1 until psi 2 from this state, so if we go on in the automaton. And if the negation is in the state, then of course this psi 2 must not be in the state. And I forgot to write this on the slides, but I said it already in the example. The initial states are all the states that contain the complete formula. And then the next ingredient for this automaton is, of course, the transition relation. So I call it delta, and two states are in this relation if all of the following points hold. First of all, and this is, by the way, the only point where this next operator comes in. So if the next state should satisfy psi, and this is in the state q, then, well, following the transition relation, of course, we must satisfy psi in the next state, right? And, well, if not x psi in q, then the negation must be in the next state, of course. Similarly for the until operator, so if psi 1 until psi 2 is in the state, and additionally psi 2 is not in the state, then we can just repeat this thing, and the original thing, and similarly for the negation. And this is, of course, this fixed point, or this this unrolling that you have seen. So psi 1 until psi 2 is equivalent to what was it? All right. Psi 2 or next psi 1 until psi 2, and psi 1. And similarly for the negation, so not psi 1 until psi 2 is equivalent to not psi 2 and next not psi 1 until psi 2 or psi not psi 1, so like this. Right, this unrolling property of the until operator, or fixed point property, or whatever you want to call it. Right, so we put phi 1 until phi 2 into the next state, this is this, or we put not psi 1 until psi 2 into the next state in the transition, depending on whether psi 1 or respectively psi 2 are in the state or not in the state. So did I write something down? Right, okay, that's fine. And now for the maybe the most complicated thing, the acceptance conditions. So abstractly they are defined via these sets F psi 1 until psi 2. So we take all the states and then we have a look at all the until connectives in these states. Is this correct? Yes, that's fine. Yeah. So we have a look whether there is an until connective like this in the state, or psi 2 is in the state. And this gives us a set of states. And these sets of states, we combine into a larger set for all until connectives that are in the closure of phi. And then the acceptance conditions are for each f, for each set f psi until psi 1 until psi 2 in this set, there must be infinitely many indices on the path, or on this, on the path through the automaton with qi in f. So why must this be the case? So let's have a look at the automaton maybe again. This one. So there's only one AUB here, so we have I'll turn on the light. We have F AUB is equal to, oh well, I should write down what the states are, but they are already here, so I'll skip that. So the states are of course exactly these, where we expand each one when, so here this is not A, not B, not phi. This is A, not B, not phi, and so on, right? And FAUB would then be the set, well, how do I do this now? So this is A, B, phi. Then it's not A, B, phi, so B, phi. It is Q4, A, not phi. Well, just A then. And it's Q5, which is empty set. Okay, like this. And just a quick look back to the formula, how it's defined. So F A until B is all sets where A until B is not in the state. So as you can see, there's here A until B is in the set, but psi 2, which is B here, is in the set. So all the sets where B are in the state, or phi is negated, which are these two. Let's go back. Okay. All right, we can then compare it to this formulation that I gave in the beginning. So now there's only one FAUB, so we have to only look at one property. So I said that for all f in f, so for f a u b, we need infinitely many indices I with qi in f a u b. Well, okay, I could have skipped that. So we need to pass states in this set infinitely often on our path. And these are exactly these four. So that's exactly the complement of this one. So this is analogous to the condition that we never want to be, we don't want to be infinitely long in this state. And it can also be made formal, so we can look at the negation of this thing and say, we suppose that we have only finitely many indices where qi is in faub. That means we have also. Suppose finitely many indices, which satisfy not AUB or B, like this. So that's how we built this set. Well, then we have only finitely many indices satisfying this. Then we can just skip all these because we have an infinite path and take the suffix where this is not true. So then we get a suffix where A until B holds and not B holds, which is exactly the kind of trace that we want to eliminate, right? Because we have A until B, we would ensure with this that our original formula is true, but the negation of B holds, and this cannot be. So this should not be. Because this means that we have somehow destroyed the path in the middle somewhere. Is this clear? You look a bit skeptical. So of course it's important to note that this A until B, if we have A until B in the state, then that means either it can still be true, well, become true, or it has already or it was made true in exactly this state, right? So it's not that. This is also an answer to your question before. I didn't notice that, but if we would be able to go from here to here, then we could destroy this property. Then somehow phi wasn't true before. But we can destroy this property by going through the empty set anyway. No, we cannot. Right. So we go here, and then by going here again, we go into a state where it can still become true. Because maybe we have never seen A. No, but then it also couldn't be. So there's something edgy here. My problem, well, you looked skeptical and I therefore took a closer look at it, and now I'm not sure if I understand it correctly anymore. Maybe that's the
What do you
problem.
see as the problem? What do you see as the problem?
I see as the problem that I'm not sure anymore why we don't generate this transition in the first place.
Because they don't need it.
Yeah,
Because
we don't need it, but do we need. Yeah, okay, we do need this one. Yes, yes, right. Yes, otherwise, we couldn't go from empty set to something where A holds. We need to go somehow in this direction. Because we can already have satisfied phi, so in these states we somehow have already satisfied phi, and then it doesn't matter what happens. So from this empty set we need to go somewhere where A holds.
We can just go down. A holds here.
Right, we can go here. But then from here we wouldn't be able to go to B. That's why we need this one.
Yes, but we could add this diagonal transition and then leave the one.
Yep.
But it wouldn't change anything.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't change anything, yes.
But hopefully it wouldn't destroy any of the
Yeah,
automata
but
that we do have.
yeah, hopefully not. And the automaton construction is correct. I'm just wondering now why I don't understand this acceptance condition anymore. So we have finitely many indices satisfying not A until B or B. And then we skip those, and then we end up in a state where phi holds and not B holds. So this is exactly this one, and we loop here indefinitely. Right, and that's exactly this eventuality that is included in this A until B. So A until B has the difference to A weak until B, and that A must not just hold forever. And this is exactly what is encoded by this accepting condition of the automaton. So that's this eventuality that B must really hold in the end.
The accepting condition is that not A until B or B is not infinitely many times true.
It is that we need infinitely many indices such that this is satisfied. Otherwise, we would have only, suppose we had only finitely many, then we can just skip them. And then infinitely many after this, A until B and not B would be true. Which would mean exactly this, that A until B would be made true even though B will never occur. Okay, now it's a bit more clear, I guess. Okay. So where was I? Acceptance conditions, right. And now, as a last point, let's quickly have a look at how new SMV does this. So, how is LTL model checking implemented in new SMV? And the heading already says it, so Yes, and I already said it in previous tutorials that LTL model checking in NewSMB is basically just CTL model checking. I mean, of course, this automaton construction needs to be done somehow, and that's also what is done. So they, I think they do it a bit differently. So they use a Tableau algorithm, but this is essentially the same thing. So they build a Tableau instead of an automaton for this formula not phi. And then also they combine the model, the original model, with this negated automaton. But then they simply check this new model against this formula EG top. So that's exactly the step that we performed, well, maybe by hand or whatever. So they are searching for a valid path, an infinite path in this constructed, in this newly constructed model. So they reduce it to CTL model checking. And then they just use this algorithm that you learned in the lecture, this labeling algorithm. And interestingly, well, this thing here, this acceptance condition, looks awfully like a fairness constraint, right? So we need to have infinitely many indices, so we infinitely often something must be true. And in fact, this is exactly how it's done in USMB. So they just add justice constraints for all these things. So not P until Q, or Q must be true infinitely often for all occurrences of this P until Q in the original formula as subformulas. So exactly this is what happens. And I can show you maybe shortly a small program. So well, I showed you this. This is exactly our system down here. And with a different LTL specification. So now we check not against not A until B, but against A until B, but doesn't make a huge difference. And instead of using this LTL spec here, you can also do this. So you can define an additional variable, which is basically which simulating this addition of phi to the state space. This readable? Yeah. So it's simulating the addition of this A until B to the state space. And here in this SAUB, it models the fairness constraints. So B must be true, or well, and the negation is, well, or what? S or A and XAUB. I think it's modeled more like this one. So it's separated, so it's once unrolled. And then they define the negation. Right, and the next state for, or the next transition for this XAUB is, of course, the next of SAUB. And then they add a justice constraint for this, so not SAUB or B, which is exactly this thing, not AUB or B. And check the CTL specification against the negative formula, and there exists a path in this model. And you can try this out. This gives exactly the same trace for, as a counter example. Yeah. Okay, so that's it for the theory today. I think you can stop the video. So thanks for listening.